It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hello, neighbor. Remember yesterday? I had that finger painting sign that said, hello. And I said to you, I'll be back tomorrow and I'll say hello to you. Well, I did. But I have a couple different things today to show you. This is called a big tumbler. And this is a little one with a top on with a hole in it. Both of these things I got from a teacher friend of mine. And he told me about an experiment that we could do with water and food coloring and these two things. So come along to the kitchen for an experiment. Hi, fish, we'll feed you later. Okay. Food coloring. Now I'm going to fill this big one with cold water. We need a little more. You like to experiment? It's the kind of experiment that you could ask your mom or dad or a teacher to help you with. Okay, that's enough cold water in the big tumbler. Now I'm going to get hot water in the little one. Put some food coloring in the hot water. Now, this is the experiment. I will put the hot water with the coloring in it down at the bottom of this cold water. And you can watch this rise because heat rises. Watch. Okay, this is our experiment. See the hot water going up? Isn't that fascinating? See, I had to color the hot water so you could see it go up. couldn't have told the difference if they'd just been the same color. And little by little, the heat mixes in with the cool, and the cool mixes in with the heat. And it will all get to be the same temperature and the same color. Why don't we just leave that like that? Like that experiment? Teachers have so many good ideas. We can come back and see how that's all mixed together later. Let's have some make-believe now, okay? Why don't we pretend that Lady Elaine decides to turn everything purple in make-believe? Okay? Here's a little food for you fish before we make believe. Okay, let's get the trolley. How do we make the trolley come? This, don't we? Trolley, we're ready for some make believe. And we're going to pretend that Lady Elaine is thinking about turning the neighborhood purple. Ready? Okay. Make-believe. Neighborhood of make-believe.
Well, I'm going to do it anyway.
Why can't you just pretend to turn the whole neighborhood purple and not have to do it?
You don't understand at all, dearie.
I'm trying.
I'd just like to shake up old Friday.
And your idea of shaking up old Friday is to turn this whole neighborhood purple.
Now you're catching on. Mm-hmm. It's about time.
So how are you going to do it? Are you going to paint everything purple?
No, you'll see. Just get me an appointment with the king.
I'm not going to help you, Lady Elaine.
Aw, come on. Be a sport, Mrs. McFeely. Nobody's going to blame you for anything.
Well, getting the appointment's okay, but that's all.
Okay, that's all I ask.
Be right back. Hello, Miss Polificate? Hi, can you see if King Friday can see me and Lady Elaine as soon as possible, please? Oh, great. Thank you very much. See you later. What's this sign? I have gone to the castle. I just knew old Friday would see us.
Well, there you are. What took you so long?
I went over there to meet you, Lady Lane.
When will he see us? 2.5, 3.5, 4.5?
He will see us at 4.5.
Well, that's just about now.
Okay,
here he comes. Here, Mrs. McFeely, I presume?
Correct as usual, King Friday.
Right on, Friday.
And what brings you to the castle today?
Just a little treat for you, Friday.
A treat? Well, isn't that nice?
I hope you'll think it's nice when you get it.
Why? What is it, Fairchild?
I'm going to give you a little exterior redecorating, Friday.
What do you mean?
Well, look here. You've got green trees, a blue castle, red draperies.
Well, I rather like it that way.
So do I, Lady Elaine. I think that variety is the spice of life.
Oh, nonsense. Now, if everything here were just a nice, even color...
Such as
purple. Purple.
What do you propose?
To turn everything purple.
She's on that purple kick again, King Friday.
Oh, why, that would be impossible. Impossible.
And it would also be ugly.
Ah, But you both forget that I have my...
Oh, you're not going to turn me upside down, Fairchild.
No, nothing like that.
And what are you going to do, Lady Lane?
In one grand stroke, I will turn the neighborhood purple.
Hold it right there, Fairchild.
Actually, I don't think she could do it, King Friday.
Don't be so sure. And don't panic, Friday. It'll be for just a minute or two.
Well, I suppose...
Okay, then. Boomerang, toomerang, zoomerang.
Lady Elaine, did it.
Why, this is absolutely flabbergasting. Everything purple.
Never underestimate your old friend Fairchild. See you around, folks.
Lady Elaine, you're not going to leave it like this.
Well, maybe not forever.
Fairchild, hold it right where you are.
What for, Friday?
I don't want you going away until you've turned this back again.
Oh, but that might be days from now.
It will not be days from now.
I'm going home, you two. Happy purple.
Fairchild.
Miss McFeely,
now,
what's going on?
You ask them.
Don't
I've
you think
had
it's
enough.
Beautiful?
King Friday, Lady Elaine, my hammer's turned purple. My jacket's turned purple. What's going on?
And you've turned purple, Negri.
You love it, don't you, sweetie?
Frankly, no, Lady Elaine.
At Negri, please visit other subjects in this neighborhood and find out how they feel about this purple all over the place.
Yes, sire.
Why did you ask him to do that, Friday?
You'll see, Fairchild.
Oh, what is going on here?
Meow, 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 meow. Understand, meow, 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 meow. Everything purple, meow, Handy.
My orange. Look at my orange. It isn't orange.
Meow, 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 new shawl. Meow, 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 yellow, meow, purple.
Whoa, wait a minute, you two. Do you mean you don't like this change in color?
No, we like things to be all different colors. Who says everything should be purple?
Meow.
Yeah, well, it was Lady Elaine's idea.
Well, you tell Lady Elaine to turn her own things purple if she wants to, but leave our tree the good old green and brown it's supposed to be.
Okay.
Meow, 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 you feel the same, meow.
Oh,
meow,
okay, meow, bye, meow, bye, bye, Hen.
Meow, meow, meow.
Bye, dear.
Isn't it strange? Come on here.
Hi, Dan.
Oh, hi, Handyman. Would you tell me something?
Sure, Dan, what is it?
What color is this clock of mine?
Well, right now it's sort of purple.
Oof. I thought I was seeing things. What happened here, Handy?
Well, Lady Elaine wanted everything to be purple.
Hmm.
How do you like it, Daniel?
Well, purple is okay, but my clock is supposed to be brown, and I like it brown.
Well, I'll tell Lady Elaine, Daniel.
Oh, please do.
I will. See you later.
Oh, goodbye.
Bye. Oh, there's a sign. Away for the day. I guess I'll go over to the factory. Boy, it sure looks strange, this purple everywhere. I like different colors myself.
Well, I should think that...
Well, Corny.
Hello there, Handy.
What do you think?
You mean, think of this purple stuff all over the place?
Yeah.
Why does everything have to look the same?
Well, I think Lady Elaine just wanted it this way.
Oh. Well, I think she overdid it.
Oh.
That's what I think. I could never sell chairs if they were all purple.
Guess you're right. Well, I'll tell her that, Corny.
Yeah, please do.
All right, bye.
Boy, give her that report.
Well, here he comes now.
We'll see what his report might be. Well, Negri?
What did they say?
Well, X says that he wants his orange to be orange. And Daniel said that he'd like his clock to be brown. And Corny says that he could never sell chairs if they were all purple. So I guess The answer to purple is definitely no.
See, Fairchild?
Yes, I see. Purple, purple everywhere.
Fairchild, get rid of it.
Okay. See how democratic I am. Boomerang, toomerang, sumerang.
Look. It's all back to the way it's supposed to be.
Everything looks the way it's supposed to be. Oh, look.
Well, there you have it.
Oh, at last, everything different.
Trolley.
It's great trolley. To be different.
Yes, sir.
It's great it really to be is. Different.
That really was make-believe, wasn't it? Lady Elaine turning everything purple like that. There were those who did not like it at all. Mm-mm. Who didn't like it? X. Mm-hmm. You know, don't you? Look at the water. Look how the water has all gone together in a nice color like that. We made that happen ourselves. Yeah. That's when it's fun to be able to make things happen yourself. I have an idea. Oh, these are both hard-boiled eggs. I have HB written on both of these eggs. I thought maybe I could fry an egg for you and show you how that changes. Did you ever watch an egg being fried? Let's call Chef Brockett. Maybe he'd do just that for us. I bet he has plenty of eggs at his place. Hi, Chef Brockett. It's Fred Rogers. Would you by any chance be able to fry us an egg? No, I just wanted to show it to my friend. Sure. Okay. Thank you very much. See you in a minute. Bye. He said, certainly, we're not busy here. Come on over. Shall we go to Chef Brockett's bakery? Fine. Watch Chef Brockett fry an egg. Come along. Mrs. Shank? Chef Brockett? Oh. Hi. Well, there wasn't anybody out there. I didn't know.
Oh, that's all right. Mrs. Shank knows that I'm going to fry an egg for you and your friend. She just went outside for a minute.
Oh, I see.
It's okay. Take the egg like this.
Well, you're all set to do.
All set to go.
Look at how that changes.
See how fast it changes?
At first it was like water, and now it's getting all white.
You could see right through it before, and now it's all white. That's right.
Well, why do they call some fried eggs sunny side up?
Well, you see, that yellow circle right there, the yolk, it's like a yellow circle, so it's like the sun. And so they say the sunny side is up.
I see.
And then some people like them turned over, see? And they don't...
Oh, hi,
Miss Shank. Yet again.
Very good. Well, if you'll just watch out front, I'm frying this egg for Mr. Rogers, okay?
Okay.
Thank
I
you.
Will.
Thank you. She helps me a lot.
She's a great person.
She sure is. Now I'm going to turn it over. That's once over lightly. Because I just turned it over lightly.
I see.
See?
So if you ask somebody for a fried egg over lightly, it would.
That's the way it would be.
Like,
but if you wanted it sunny side up, it would be the other way that we just talked.
I see.
Right? Hey, I'm kind of hungry. You know what? I'd like some French toast. Would you do me a favor?
Sure.
Go into the bakery and ask Mrs. Shank for a small loaf of raisin bread and ask her to help you slice it.
Fine.
Okay?
Sure. We'll bring it back.
Thank you.
Mrs. Shank, Chef Brockett would like a small loaf of. Raisin bread. I think that's that one in the corner would be fine.
Yeah, that one, the chicken juice.
He wants us to slice it. Can I help you here?
Yes. Listen. Now, You can turn on, please.
Okay.
Okay.
Good. I won't touch it until it's finished.
Now you can go.
Okay. That's what we need. Thanks, Mrs. Shank.
You're very welcome.
There it is.
Hey, that's fast work. That's good. Now, to make French toast, I'll do something else with eggs. I'll break two of them in this bowl.
Looks like water with two suns in it.
That's right, water with two suns. That's good. Now, some people put a lot of milk in French toast. I just like a little bit. Just a wee little bit. And then, I like to put a little bit of vanilla. Do you ever smell vanilla?
It smells like vanilla ice cream.
Yeah, it smells good, doesn't it? A little vanilla. And then I just mix it up like this.
Be great to work in a bakery.
It's fun because if you're hungry, then you can have a little something to eat. That's the best part of it. Do me a favor.
Yeah.
Take one slice of raisin bread. That's it. Do you know why they call it raisin bread?
Why?
Because it's bread with raisins in it.
Great.
Now, would you just put it in there? Just let it. That's it. Now, you want to do something else to help me?
Sure.
Okay, cut about enough butter if you were going to butter a piece of bread and put it right there. Oh, on the skillet. Watch your fingers now because it's hot. There you go. That's good. You can see it. You can see it. You can see it bubble and sizzle.
You heard that.
Right.
It shows how hot it is.
That's right. I'm going to turn it up even hotter. I always lift the bowl right over the skillet so I don't drop any of the mixture. Now put the French toast right on there. Now we're making French toast.
It's like toast with egg around it.
That's really what it is, yeah. You can see, can you see the egg out on the side there, like?
Yeah.
Right. Looks good, doesn't it?
It surely does.
So you can fry eggs, and you can make French toast, you can scramble, and that's when you shake them all up, you know.
You can hard-boil eggs, too.
Yeah, that's nice to do. You just boil them in water.
Could I borrow two eggs?
Oh, sure. Would you like to stay and have some French toast and some of my egg?
No, thank you.
Oh, you're not hungry?
Not right now.
I think I'm going to just have this for...
What do you put on it? Do you put syrup on it?
No, some people do, but you know how I like, Fred? I like to put some powdered sugar on it. Just this powdered sugar, the kind I use when I'm baking. Reminds me of the waffles that you get in the park sometime with powdered sugar on it.
Well, good appetite to you.
Thank you. See you, Fred.
Thank you for all the eggs.
Okay.
Bye. Hi, Mrs. Shank.
Hi, how are you, Mr. Ryan?
Adios to you. Fried egg and French toast. Here's an experiment with an egg. Be careful. An egg that isn't cooked won't spin at all. But a hard-boiled egg will. Just a minute. See, I wrote HB on this egg, hard-boiled. Hard-boiled egg will spin, but an egg that hasn't been boiled won't. That's another kind of experiment. Sure. Well, when you experiment, you put your things away. This I'll return to my teacher friend. don't suppose anybody really loves to clean up. But somebody has to do it. Sounds like it'll make it. Well, there we are. Another day together, friends. Yep. I'll be thinking about you this weekend, too. And it's good to know that I'll be back next week. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the week is new, and I'll have more ideas for you. And you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. Maybe you and your family, or you and somebody who's a teacher, can have some experimenting this weekend. Sure. So much to find out in this wonderful world. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that we're friends. I like you just the way you are. See you next week.
This television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. This is PBS.